This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This sequel is a superb puzzle platformer that sticks close to the series' playbook. This is your IGN review of Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy by Travis Northrup. If you need a break from the rogues, wizards, and knights of Baldur's Gate 3, I highly recommend switching things up with the rogues, wizards, and knights of Trine 5, A Clockwork Conspiracy, which continues the series' long-standing puzzle platforming excellence. This Quinary sequel certainly plays it safe by sticking very closely to Trine's established co-op playbook, but it does make some key improvements by significantly ramping up the difficulty and complexity of its puzzles, expanding upon Trine 4's progression system, and adding several unique and memorable boss fights. That said, it still hasn't broken out of the series' rut of bland combat sections that pad out the adventure, or conjured up a story that doesn't pale in comparison to its superb puzzles and platforming. That's not particularly exciting or revolutionary, but it's more Trine, and that's anything but a bad thing. Trine 5 follows in the footsteps of its predecessors, aside from Trine 3, which we don't talk about, as a 2.5D puzzle platformer where you and up to two co-op partners play as the three heroes of Trine: an anxious wizard named Amadeus, an obese knight called Pontius, and Zoya, a shady thief. The story begins when an evil queen bizarrely decides to take over the kingdom she's already ruling using an army of robotic soldiers. The big bad is about as silly and mustache-twirlingly evil as one can get, but the absence of an interesting antagonist is forgivable because the protagonists continue to be so endearing and well-written. Still, even with a lovable cast of new and returning characters, the story is extremely predictable and not particularly interesting, which is par for the course for the series. One of the most significant improvements is that the puzzles are oftentimes pretty darn challenging, which is especially nice to see after Trine 4's mostly humdrum obstacles. I pride myself on being an adept puzzle solver, and during Trine 5's 10-hour story, I found myself stumped for minutes at a time on more than a few occasions. That's always a pleasant surprise. A lot of that difficulty comes from the fact that each character gains such a wide variety of abilities by the end that it's easy to forget about one of the tools in your kit, or neglect to consider how new abilities might interact with old ones to allow for new solutions. For example, Amadeus eventually gains the ability to reverse gravity on his summoned objects, so they float in the air like a balloon, which, when combined with Zoya's ability to teleport to any object her rope can attach to, allows her to reach areas that were previously inaccessible. Clever interactions like that are common and pretty awesome when it finally clicks. It's also cool that some puzzles have more than one solution, which allows you to get creative when the mood strikes you. While each obstacle clearly has a right way to do it, if you can't figure one out or are just feeling rebellious, there are plenty you can get through by making clever use of your abilities, doing something unexpected, or just getting lucky. You can also return to previous levels with new powers acquired throughout the story, which gives you new ways to complete old levels. Some of those actually allow you to gain access to secret areas that were inaccessible on your first run, so it's worth revisiting those stages. Combat continues to be by far the weakest part of Trine, and I'm still not quite sure why Frozen Bite continues to include it. I sighed with annoyance every time I was locked into a room with a handful of the same boring robots and rat warriors, who mostly succeeded in wasting my time as I slapped them with Pontius' sword or Zoya's arrows until I could get back to doing puzzles. There's no strategy to it, and no mechanics are added over time either, aside from a few new abilities that help you smack around enemies more effectively. You basically just let Pontius go ham until it's over and you can move on. Instead of serving as a breath of fresh air between platforming sections, those fights just interrupted my flow and dragged down an otherwise good time. Luckily, you don't spend a ton of time on it, and for the most part quickly find yourself back to glorious platforming. It's also unfortunate when one player gets stuck with Amadeus, who is easily the least useful in combat, especially early on before you have unlocked most of his combat-focused abilities. If you're playing in Classic mode where only one copy of each character can exist, you'll mostly have to sit on the sidelines and watch your friends take out the enemies while trying not to get killed. It's kind of hilarious how lopsided it is. Trine 5 A Clockwork Conspiracy is an awesome sequel that keeps the good times rolling for one of the best co-op puzzle platformer series out there. This set of puzzles are some of the strongest they've ever been, and boss fights are creative and original, even if those highlights are occasionally cut short with snooze-inducing combat sections and a predictable story. It may not do much to innovate beyond what we've done four times before, but Trine 5 plays to its strengths extremely well and makes some important tweaks here and there that definitely make it worthy of a playthrough or two. Trine 5 A Clockwork Conspiracy's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Trine 5 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.